Red Television, a series about music in Vermont and beyond.
Hey everybody, Connor Duquette here with Red Television. Today is our third installment. We have our first band coming by, Entrance to Trains, to play some original music, and we also have Ben Gian to play some solo acoustic stuff. As nice as it is outside, we gotta get inside and shoot this show. Let's go.
Hello, we are Entrance to Trains. I'm Red Television, and this song is called Be Honest.
Thank you.
Adventure to Trains. The song is called Useless There. We're on Red Television.
Thank you. My name is Ben Gian, and you're watching Red Television.
Cast is my countenance. I got bad luck for an inheritance. That long road is my penance. This train I'm on ain't got no number or no name. Yeah, this train I'm on ain't got no number or no name. For I lost my soul to the wind in a parlor game. Oh, sunny day, why don't you know my name? Oh, easy road, why won't you take me home? Won't you listen to me now, morning dove? And fly a song to the one I love. For this train I'm on ain't got no number or no name. Yeah, this train I'm on ain't got no number or no name. For I lost my soul to the wind in a parlor game.
My name is Ben Gian. You're watching Red Television, and this is called So You Like the Blues.
Where the smoke, it hangs, lingers in the air from the candle that you blew out. Yes, it dances, there. Yes, it turns all about. Well, I don't know who you're going to see. I don't know who's on that train, but I think we both know that it ain't me. And you tell me that you like to listen to the blues. You say that you like its sound. And you tell me that you'll see me next time round. But honey, if you are where I think you are, don't even bother crossing town. For there are faces in the whiskey and whispers in the wine. And if you'd like to know, well, we're all doing fine. Yeah, if you'd like to know, well, we're all doing fine. But I know who you're going to see. Yes, I know who's on that train. And I think we both know that it ain't me. And you tell me that you like to listen to the blues. You say that you like its sound. And you tell me that you'll see me next time round. But honey, if you are where I think you are, don't even bother crossing town. For there are faces in the whiskey and whispers in the wine. And if you'd like to know, well, we're all doing fine. Yeah, if you'd like to know, well, we're all doing fine. And the smoke, it hangs, lingers in the air from the candle that you blew out. Yes, it dances, there. Yes, it turns, turns all about.
Hey everybody, Connor here. Welcome back to Red Television. It is our first summer day of recording, which is nice. We got a beautiful day out. We're on the porch now doing the interview section, which is cool. You get to talk to Entrance to Trains today. They just played some music for us. So tell me a little about yourself, guys. Those are both original songs, right, that you played?
Yeah. Songs we're working on for a new EP that we're going to hopefully record soon. We've been we're brothers. We've been playing music together.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, not too obvious. But playing music together since like middle school. Same with Remy here.
Okay, we did this high school or so.
Yeah.
We just started this band in like freshman year of college. It's slowly formed from like folk into indie rock stuff that it is now.
Yeah, the sound is great. I mean, I've always played acoustic drums and played and stuff like that. And then having that drum pad, I've never actually messed around with one before. Yeah. But it sounded wicked good in the mix. Like, I was astounded by that. The bass, the guitar, everything mixed in well, even the vocals, which was nice. What are some of you guys' inspirations? Like, what would you kind of tailor your genre to?
I don't want to say rip off the War on Drugs, but that's a huge, huge influence for shit. And basically a lot of bands like that, a lot of people that take like modern indie rock and blend it with the older style, like 80s, 90s.
Right, because it does seem like it spans a couple decades, which is really cool. The effects on the guitar have that kind of spacey sound to it. So you guys, you played around Vermont quite a bit. I know that like you guys, we've been at a couple shows together.
Yeah.
Monkey House was one.
Yeah.
And you still work there?
I still work there.
They had Waking Windows last night. They shut off the street when Newski at the roundabout and have the bands come.
Yeah, the whole road really is like, I don't know,
as if, as if it's bad enough. Like, the traffic is already crazy there, and then you try and go through that.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had a part, did you guys play Waking Windows?
We played the first sets on Friday. We were the first band in the new venue they had, actually, called Lucky Club.
Sweet.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. So are these going to be ones that are going on the new EP, or are these some of your older things?
Okay. Some new stuff.
So we can expect similar things like that throughout the album?
Yeah, full band type stuff, some synthesizers in there.
Yeah, it's good that we finally got a band on Red Television. Yeah, I've been trying for a little while, and I'm glad it worked out today to have the full sound and everything. So is this normally your guys' setup? Like, when you play live, is it similar to this, or do you use live drums, the acoustic, or you kind of keep it?
It's pretty similar. I always have a live drum kit, a real drum kit, when we play out live. And Remy also plays keyboard and synth.
Nice.
We strip that down a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool doing the stripped down thing with this. I know, like, we just started writing these songs to kind of like accent more of what's going on with them, I guess. It was really loud, heavy stuff.
It's nice hearing everything nice and level, equal all the time. So you guys have music online, by chance?
A lot of older stuff online,
Until the
found on Bandcamp, until the...
I got you. That's on Bandcamp, and... Sorry, my cat wants to go inside. Go ahead. She always takes forever, every time. Well, anyway, guys, it was great to have you by. The music sounded great, and hopefully everyone stays up on top of you guys. We're going to have your music in the description so they can find the link there. But again, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
We have Ben Gian here today, who grew up in Vermont, started playing music around that time, and now he lives down in Providence, Rhode Island. Where'd you get your start in music? Was it at a younger age? Was it later on?
Well, I grew up in a folk music household.
Yep.
And so I was exposed to music at a really young age, but didn't really start feeling a personal connection to it until I was probably a later teenager, around 20.
Was that around the time you moved down to Providence, or was that a little bit after?
No, I stayed in Vermont until about 3 years ago.
Yeah. Cool. And are you playing more down there as opposed to up here?
Some down here. This summer I've got 2 shows up in Vermont.
Cool, where are those at?
One's in Morrisville, my hometown, on August 16th in the Oxbow Park, and the other is on the 19th at the Radio Beam,
cool,
7 o'clock.
Sweet. So is playing music goes, are you more of just a solo artist? Have you played with other musicians at any time?
Well, I'm mostly a solo act. I am working on a collaborative album with a friend of mine in Providence. It starts out very acoustic, and throughout the course of the album, we have a lot of overdubs coming onto it, and some synth stuff. And so it gets starts off simple and ends pretty tripped out.
Sweet. I noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong, I noticed you had a really classic kind of style with your voice. It sounds really good over the acoustic guitar. What were some of the inspirations you had growing up?
I really like Pete Seeger, the Clancy Brothers, and Tommy Makem.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Van Rock.
Nice.
A lot of the Greenwich Village.
So the new album, is that, were the songs you have played, are they going to be on that new album?
The first one is, and the second one, So You Like the Blues, is a much newer song.
Excellent.
So it's not going to be on there yet.
Is that what we can look forward to in the new album, or is it going to be kind of different like that towards the end, like you had mentioned, or is it going to kind of keep that feel to
it? It keeps that feel, but it just, things sort of, like, open way up.
Progress,
at the
yeah,
end.
Right. Yeah. Nice. So you have any plans on moving back to Vermont?
We'll see.
Excellent. Well, again, Ben Gian, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks
enjoying Red Television. It was great to have you, and I'm going to go enjoy this nice weather.
Yeah.